We have two readings for this morning that we want to share with you. First, a couple of brief verses from Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, and then a more traditional passage for Advent from the Gospel of Matthew. Listen for God to speak to you through these words. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone. The day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us take a moment to pray. Great and loving God, for this moment together as your people, this moment in your presence, this moment to stretch ourselves and grow in our discipleship, this moment in the midst of this church's life and history, this moment in our country, this moment in the world, Lord, let us be open and attentive to you in this moment. Amen. So I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people that complain when they start putting the Christmas decorations up before Thanksgiving, right? And I was totally annoyed when they started to put them up at Halloween, right? They clash. The colors, like it affects my senses when I go into, and here's the pumpkins and the witches over here, and then I see Santa and the Christmas decorations and the creche scenes over here. It messes with my mind. And yet somehow when Advent comes, I am not ready for Advent. Even when they start me back at Halloween, I still somehow am, I don't know, caught off guard when it's the first Sunday of Advent. And this year, because there are four Sundays in December, we could have waited one more week and started next week. But some of us need a little more time. So we decided to start today and have four full weeks of Advent, of preparation, of waking up to what God is doing in our lives and in the world. And somehow it still doesn't seem like enough. You know, 30 more shopping days. Does that just kind of make you go, oh? And I am such a procrastinator. I do most of my shopping the last week. But in this Advent season, we as Christians tend to want to separate what we do in the secular world from what we do in our sacred world, right? We make a little time for God and then we go about our business of wrapping our gifts and decorating our house and visiting with our friends. You know, and there's a lot of fuss made at you by preachers about how you're not attending to the most important things when you're doing all of that. We give you a hard time about that, don't we? About somehow how that takes your attention away from the importance and the meaning of Advent and Christmas. I mean, and even within the secular world, there's no such thing as Advent, right? They don't count these days as Advent. They count these days as Christmas. And yet this year, we're going to invite you to think about Advent not only here in the midst of what we're doing in worship as being a holy time and a time with God, but we're going to invite you to think about all of your time this season. Out there doing whatever it is you have to do as sacred time, as holy time, as time set apart for some important things. Now, of course, the difficulty is we still have to do all of our own regular stuff on top of Advent and Christmas, right? You still have to go to work. You still have to go to school. You still have to parent your children. You still have to look in on your mother or your mother-in-law. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff that you have to squeeze into this time, and then we pile some more on it. We add some extra worship services in there, and then we invite, you know, parties, and you not only have to decorate your home, but you have to decorate God's home, right? We make this time crazy. And what we want you to do is see this time as holy, as important, as a little bit different from Halloween or even Labor Day or the summer. That there's something unique and special about this time, and we want you to feel it not only here in worship, but we want you to attend to it out there in the world. So I looked up sacred time, Googled it. And it gave me all sorts of articles on sacred time and what is sacred time. The one I liked most, though, in the listing was Amazon. You can buy sacred time now at a low price and get it delivered to you for free. There's several books called Sacred Time, and they'll send them to you. Which I thought was funny also, because in the midst of this sacred time, when you're crazy busy, you can buy a book to read about sacred time. But I also looked it up, you know, which is what I like to do with words. I looked them up in the dictionary to see. And since sacred is our word for this season, it means just that. It means holy. It means set apart. But it also means connected. Connected to the divine. Connected to God. So I want you this Advent season to think about your time as being connected to God. Not so much set apart. This time is not different than any other time in the sense that 24 hours in a day, right? 7 days in a week, 30, 31 days in a month. Never did quite get why they need to do that. But and yet, it is different time. It's different because we know that Christ has come into the world and not only redeemed us, but redeemed all of creation and redeemed time itself. That we live differently now because of that event long ago. And we think about our time differently, yes? That as Christians, we no longer look back to the darkness behind us, but we look forward to the dawn that's breaking. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't remember the past, right? Advent and Christmas is all about traditions. All about, you know, there's certain things you have to do, right? Because you've always done it that way. How many of you, when you first got together with your spouse or your partner and discovered that you didn't have the same Christmas traditions, and suddenly you had to think about how you honored this time? My family's tradition is that the Christmas tree does not go up until Christmas Eve. When we were kids, it went up after we went to bed. So we would come down in the morning. For me, Christmas is the season after Christmas Day. Time, and we think about time differently. And what I'm saying is it's good to remember our old traditions and how we spent the time before, but as we all grow older and things change, how we spend the time going forward also changes, right? And Jesus coming into our lives also makes a difference about how we spend the time going forward. So I always laugh in the midst of Christmas when I start to get all panicky and stuff about all that I've got to get done. And we pastors sometimes seem to have a little bit more on our plates. Just a little bit. About how God seems to manage to slow me down. So a couple years back, I was in a hurry out getting a few things for the Christmas season, and the traffic was awful. So I thought I could scoot around the outer edge of the mall and get to another street and maybe go home an easier way. First mistake was entering the mall at all. So now I am creeping around the mall. Not to mention, I'm in there with all kinds of crazy people. You know, they just drive like nuts in the mall parking lot. And I am creeping around the mall, and I've got to be somewhere, and I'm not getting done what I need to get done. And I just chuckle to myself because I think God is trying to slow me down. God wants me to take this time to think about how I'm spending my time. God wants me to take this time to think about the priorities I've set for this holy season. I'm convinced that God has me in this mall parking lot for this very purpose. Now, it took me a little while to start to see it as a gift, as opposed to some sort of punishment. A gift of time that I didn't and couldn't be anywhere else. But I could start to absorb a little bit of what the season is about. I could start to remember again that it's not necessarily about all of the things I was trying to get done, but about this sacredness, about this holiness, about this connecting to the divine. So, what makes this holy time? God makes it holy time. God has made all time holy. But he invites us also to be attentive to this time. So as you're out and about, if you have a few moments to slow down and think about it, that's good. But in the next couple of weeks, we're also going to talk to you a little bit about how you can draw the sacredness into that secular world. How you can be that light, the kind of Sharon's in those dark places, that you can be the ones that help others connect to the divine. We want you to think about these next couple of weeks as we prepare ourselves and as we head towards Christmas as a time that God has made holy and invites you also to make holy and sacred. So, I've got a little exercise for you. These are calendars, paper calendars, for those of you who don't own one anymore. I'm going to pass them out, and I want you to take a few moments and block off a couple of times that are just for you this holy season. Now, you can start, if you need to put all the things, other things you have to do in here, right? But I want you to just carve out a couple of times where you can be reflective about the season. Where you can think about, okay, the energy I put in this morning was a gift from God. And the gifts, do I have the right date? Oh, I have 2018. That's not going to do us any good. Yes, it will. Same days. Different days of the week. Just ignore that. So much for... I'm rushing you now, aren't I? When I think about it, though, this might be the only way for you to carve out time, because how many of you already have your schedules for December full? Right, okay. So I'm just going to pass these out and pass them back. Thank you. Just when I think I'm being prepared. Now I'm really behind, because it's 2018, and I still don't know what I'm doing in 2017. So just take the calendar, kind of jot down things on it, but also jot down things you want to make sure you do. And they don't have to be come to church, although please put down all four Sundays, I'm going to be in church. But I mean, are there sacred things for you that are important to do that you don't want to crowd out? Right? So for me, it's always, I don't know, an hour or so sitting listening to Christmas music, watching my Christmas tree, you know, just admiring the beauty of the Christmas tree. I have to set aside time for that. sometimes it's the sitting down to write the Christmas letter, you know, and I can put that off and put that off and put that off, and now it's the day after Christmas and I'm still thinking about my Christmas letter. So maybe I'll carve out some time to do my Christmas letter. Maybe I'll set aside some time to go have breakfast or lunch with someone who's going to be alone this holy season. And I'm not saying me personally, maybe you'd like to do that. What I want you to do is think about the things that are going to help connect this time and make this time holy. How are you going to connect with God in the midst of all the stuff that you're doing? All the other things that get on your calendar. I'm going to give you a few moments to do that. You don't have to fill the whole calendar in today. I like the diligence of this group when you're doing your exercises. Thank you. I would invite you to kind of keep this, stick it on your refrigerator or something, just as something to glance at from time to time and say, have I paid attention to God? Have I attended to the meaning of this season? Even in the midst of all you're doing, to see all of this time as God's time, as holy time. It's time when you can connect with the love that God sends for all of us, yes? Okay. We have going to tattoo you, if you want, with the word sacred, because this is the theme for this season. I just want to say this is a temporary tattoo. We're doing this with a permanent magic marker, and it'll come off after a couple of weeks, not to worry. And if you scrub hard enough or you put a little goop on it, it'll come off. So not to worry. We also have been told that the ink will not do you any harm. Okay? But if you are somebody who's not big into tattoos and would rather not do that, we also have stones for you carry in your pocket with the word sacred on it. We want you to have something to be with you through this week to remind you that all the time that you have is sacred, and that all that we're doing this season, we should do thinking about how God is present in it, or how God could be moving us in a direction in the midst of it. Okay? So if you are interested in having a tattoo, there'll be folks out and doing a nice job of giving you a tattoo, or you can just pick up a stone out in the lobby, out in the Nelson White room before you leave today. Okay? Let us use this time to get closer to our God. Amen?